Day 28 or January the 28th. Fragrant aroma and covenant in writing. Our thoughts today are rooted in Exodus chapter 31, verse 18. When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the two tablets of the covenant law, the tablets of stone, inscribed by the finger of God. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. An altar is described that would be part of the tabernacle project for the children of Israel. This would be made from wood and covered entirely with gold. Sweet-smelling incense was to be burned on this altar, and it would have been very important in setting the scene for reverent and genuine worship of the living God. They knew that God couldn't be contained in a tent or even a temple, but having a visual reminder of their invisible God was very important to them. God understood their need, which is why he encouraged them to erect the tabernacle whenever they stopped as they travelled to the promised land. Bearing in mind that all of this was to the glory of God, we can better understand why so much trouble was being taken to get everything just right. When God had finished speaking to Moses at Mount Sinai, giving him the regulations that would form the foundation for Judaism and ultimately Christianity, he handed him the two tablets of stone on which he himself had written the Ten Commandments. And finally, our action step for today. What sort of aroma do you leave in a room when you leave it? Sorry if that sounds a bit risque, but our reading today emphasizes how important sweet aromas are to God. In chapter 30, we read of God telling Moses how to mix a perfume mixture, which would be a sacred anointing oil to be used in the tabernacle. It would consist of myrrh, cinnamon, calamus, cassia, and olive oil. Of course, leaving a smell of perfume is not the point I'm trying to make. What atmosphere do you leave? Is a place better after you leave than it was before you came? It should be, so be careful to make a godly impression.